No sooner had he done so than the crew, though not Mr. Hollybrass, let out another raucous cheer. In just such a fashion did I become a full-fledged crew member of the Seahawk. Whatever grievous errors I had made before, in thwarting the mutiny led by Cranick and in causing the resulting cruelty toward Zachariah, the sailors appeared to accept my change of heart and position without reservation. They saw my desire to become a crew member not only as atonement, but as a stinging rebuff to Captain Jaggery. Once I had showed myself willing to do what they did, by climbing the rigging, once they saw me stand up to Jaggery, an intense apprenticeship commenced. And for it, the crewmen became my teachers. They helped me, worked with me, guided me past the mortal dangers that lurked in every task. In this, they were far more patient with all my repeated errors than those teachers at the Barrington School for Better Girls, when there was nothing to learn but penmanship, spelling, and the ancient authors of morality. You may believe me, too, when I say that I shirked no work. Even if I'd wanted to, it was clear from the start that shirking would not be allowed. I pounded oakum into the deck. I scraped the hull. I stood watch as dawn blessed the sea and as the moon cut the midnight sky. I tossed the line to measure the depths of the sea. I took my turn at the wheel. I swabbed the deck and tarred the rigging, spliced ropes and tied knots. My mess was shared with the crew, and I went aloft. Indeed, that first journey to the top of the mainmast was but the prelude to many daily climbs. Of course, after that first, there were always others who went along with me. High above the sea, my crewmates taught me to work with one hand, the other must hold on, to dangle over spars, to reef sails, to edge along the walk ropes. So I came to work every sail, at every hour of the day. As for the captain, he was as good as his word. No, better than his word. He continued to drive his crew without mercy, and since I was now a part of it, he drove them, and me in particular, harder than before. But try as he might, he could find no cause for complaint. I would not let him. My knowledge of physical labor had been all but nil, of course. Hardly a wonder, then, that from the moment I joined the crew, I was in pain. I ached as if my body had been racked. My skin turned pink, then red, then brown. The flesh upon my hands broke first into oozing, running sores, then metamorphosed into a new, rough hide, all as promised. And when my watch was done, I flung myself into my hammock and slept the sleep of righteousness, though never more than 4 hours, and more often less.